Okay, this is the after the Shemaya. We have a beautiful sugya over here on Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. Rav Tversky Shlita says every sugya has its own dynamic. So this sugya methodologically, what we're going to be doing is something very different than what we've done up until now. So of course we have the Shita Rav Kahana Marav. So what are we going to be doing? We're going to be discussing the implication of a cheresh being posel min haTorah for edus and also not being a bardas. What is the scope of that psul? What is the nature of the psul cheresh? What is the scope of it? And it's going to have interesting implications. So where we're up to essentially in the Gemara on daf ayin aleph amid aleph, we'll skip one meisve and we'll go immediately to the second meisve. The Gemara is going to be challenging Rav Kahana Marav that holds a cheresh yochel dab toch haksav. Get le'ishto, that being medaber b'toch haksav is either turns him into a medaber or it shows him that he's a bardas. So the Gemara asks, cheresh lo hochel bo acharei mitzosav achar kfitzosav achar ksav yado elo b'metaltlin avolo legitin. So it says beferish that his ksav yad is not a valid raya to be able to initiate a get. It works for metaltlin, maybe that's a takana midrabanan, but ksav is not going to work for get. So Gemara says, you're right, that itself is a machlokes tanoim. Tanoihi, desanya, or mishum gamliel, bamedvar memurim, becherish meikaroi. Avo pikeach, v'nischarish, hu kaisev, v'hein chaisman. The Gemara says that, no, he has the, if we're talking about someone who is pikeach, v'nischarish, so then in such a case, it would be hu kaisev, Vehein chaisman. In other words, Reb Shimon Gamliel says that it would be acceptable, dahainu, that if we have someone who once upon a time was a bardas, he was a pikech, and then he became nischaresh, so then in such a case, he would be able to initiate after, a get. Let's take a look at the Rashis. Says Rashi, lo hochol achari mizosav, lechashvo kipikeach. So according to Rashi, the signs are to show us that he's a pekeach. Avolo legitin, hecha de kedushna yekedushin gemurin, utiyufta de Rav Kahana, that we see that cheresh yachol dar betoch haksav is not enough. But we say, by medvar murin, de lo hocha ba begitin, becheresh mei ikara, she'ein lo iksav yad shel das. He doesn't have iksav yad de das. Shelo haisel lo das tzlula miyamav. He never had das tzlula miyamav. And then we have a technical question. Then we're going to have a question about how could you have Kedushin min haTorah altogether, and that's going to be the Hemshich of the Gemara. Rabbi, so let's try to be medayik a little bit in Rashi, that Rashi says, She'en lo ksav yad shel das shelo heisa lo daita itzlula miyamav. So according to Rashi, the reason why a cheresh meikara lekule alma is going to be a problem is why? What's the problem of cheresh? He doesn't have das slula. He doesn't have das slula. We're going to give away where we're going to be in an hour from now. In an hour from now, we're going to have achronim that are going to say that a cheresh is exeris hakosov. They have exeris hakosov. He's not a shomei. He's not a medaber. L'chura from this Rashi is mashma that the whole issue is ein daito slula. His das is not solved. Versus someone who was healthy and he. Then he became a cheresh. He could have das tzolo. Let's spell out the obvious. What does it mean that this guy is not a das tzolo? What this means is that when he grew up, quote unquote, normal, dahainu that he spoke and he learned and he heard. So then he was able to learn intelligence. He had learned intelligence. But someone who grows up cut off from the world, then. It seems from Rashi that that's not considered, you can never reach that place of Das Tzolo. I forgot to put on the Mar Mekomos that there is a Chochma Shloima. The Chochma Shloima on the bottom of the Mar Shah says, Becheresh Meikara, says the Chochma Shloima, Nira Ba'enai, Dehai Meikara Lav Dafka, Dimkein Lohayabo Lidei Ksav, Ela Klomar, Shenischarish Bikatnuso Konim Shabo Lidei Das Hamyushav. So Chochma Shlomo says, how could a deaf mute ever come l'day ksav? In other words, what's the mashmos of the Gemara? The mashmos of the Gemara was that this guy is able to write mitoch haksav, but he's able to be medaber mitoch haksav, but he's still not das tzolul because he was charish meikara. So the Chachma Shlomo is bothered, but how did he ever learn how to write if he was cut off from the world, if he couldn't hear and he couldn't speak? So he says, we're talking about a case of a child who became nischarish when they, let's say, 7 or 8 years old. So what's Reb Shimon Gamliel say? He's a bar das if he was nischarish after bar mitzvah. But if he's nischarish prior to that, so then in such a case, his status is going to be different. That is what the Chachma Shlema says. The Rashash has an entirely different approach. The Rashash goes mamish in the opposite direction. The Rashash writes, he doesn't deal with the same issue, but the Rashash talks about Helen Keller without mentioning Helen Keller's name. But he mentions Vienna. Says the Rashash, Bizmanenu Nimsa Bivin Habira Beis Talmud Alaksiva L'Charosha Meleida. He says that nowadays we have places that teach children who can't speak and can't hear to become intelligent. So the Rashash is opening up the idea that when it comes to the Cheresh, that we're talking about a Cheresh who the halachos might actually change. In other words, the sugya Rashi was masbir, fitting in back into Rashi. Our sugya was talking about daita tzlula. But in a case of where today, where even a cheresh meikara might be daita tzlula, the Rashash just mentions that it's possible for them to learn. Now, the Rashash is not telling us halacha lemaisa. The reason why the Rashash is not telling us halacha lemaisa is because he's responding to the Marshal's case. The Marshal said, how could you have somebody who learned how to write? So the Rashash says, I'll tell you that nowadays we find that they're able to teach people how to write. What I'm pointing out is if you follow Bi'ikveh, the Chochma Shlomo, and Rashi, then the question sort of begs itself, what happens if you have someone who's Mamash Cheresh that shows learned intelligence? Yesh Lodum. In other words, that's open for discussion. But there's no one who says that they are considered a bar das. No one went that far to say that a cheresh is considered al pi halacha a bar das. No one said it, but the Chachma Shlomo is clearly going with the idea that you need to have das tzolul, and in order to reach das tzolul, learning how to write is an integral piece. He's bothered that they can never learn how to write, to which the Rasha says, no, they can even learn how to write if they're a cheresh. And so what comes out from our sugya, at least according to Chachma Shlomo, is if they learn how to write when they're very young, and then they become a cheresh, they're going to be pasul. And the Rashash is sort of begging the question. He doesn't ask that question, but the Rashash is begging the question, what do we do today when there's other ways to acquire intelligence? Okay, Ad Kan. This is basically, from what I'm aware, there's a Tferes Yaakov, a little bit more, but basically what they call on the daf, this is what we have on the daf. A Rashi, a Chachma Shlomo, and the Rashash. Now, what I'm excited about the sugya because the implication of it is so profound, and it does get involved with how we read Rashi. I want to start with a cryptic Rambam and the approach of the Chassam Sofer, and see maybe it relates to the Rambam as understood by the Prima Gadim in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Yes, Rav Yitzchak.
To go back to the Mashal,
yes.
Are you saying that the Mashal is based, in order to summarize it?
Yes.
The Mashal basically saying it's like a very practical, because the Maisa, you won't be able to write.
Exactly.
Which is maybe Mashal, that if you would write, it's like a part, which is a Shadat, but whatever you could write.
Exactly.
It's not like a fundamental, Kharashmi Karo, even if he knows how to write.
Right. Right, he's saying the question is, how did he learn how to write? Once he learns how to write, is that enough to give us das? So if he only learns how to write when he's little, so then he's not going to have a level of das, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Why?
Sounds like it's not enough time to acquire enough intelligence.
That's the Chachma Shlomo.
Correct.
Right. I thought you were saying that the ksiva is not a ksiva, that's because it's not a ksiva that's mukhiyah for his vardas.
Right. But if he had more time, because he didn't have enough time to acquire more intelligence.
Because it's not a good tziva? But Lutzi would be writing poetry would be okay?
Yeah. In other words, there's room to argue such a thing, yes? Or tzvi, you think differently?
No, it's clear that there's no, meaning that would be an easy answer, that there's different, you could tell in the writing itself, meaning it's clear that the writing, if you put them side by side, there's no difference. It's just in the way that they acquired it and at what stage they acquired it. Meaning both according to him and the Rashash, you're going to say it was all about, you have to say that somehow they're drawing on that experience of acquiring ksiva every time that they write. Mashu kazeh. Because otherwise,
fine, but at the end of the day, maybe there's a starting point that if they become a cheresh at age 7, they'll never be writing Shakespearean poetry.
Right.
That's the starting
point. Or you can say better, that even if they are writing Shakespearean poetry, it's not Megalomosis.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's Sahir. Is this like a practical thing or fundamental?
And it gets back to Sahir. Okay, so Rabbi Sahir, here's a wild Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Yud. Says the Rambam, there's a mysterious Rambam. Hapisoyim biyoser. Those people who are a pesi. Now, of course, the term pesi in Chazal, I was just looking at Ritzi, I would imagine Rav Blachman would have a lot to say about this, that a pesi is used in very, very, very different, could be used in very, very different ways. For example, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, someone who's simple and trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a beautiful maila. Shomer Pesayim Hashem. But you also have a pesi as being almost close to an imbecile. Okay, that probably is the word that dawned on me right now. Probably the best way to describe it in English would be an imbecile. So the Rambam says as follows: Hapsayim biyoser she'ena makirin dvarin hasayisum zezev v'lo yevinu in yani adavar kederek shemevinim shar am ha'aretz. Now we're not talking about someone who gets. Gets 190 on their LSATs. What's the highest? What's 180 is very, very high, right? 180 is very, 180 is really high. So we're not talking about someone who gets a 170. We're talking about Shara Me'aretz, means the average person in the shuk, the guy who's working as in construction. V'chein hamuvualin v'anechbazim b'daitan v'amishtagan b'daitan yosarei kol elu b'chlal shaitim. They fall into the category of shaitim. So, where exactly do we get this psul of pesi? There's no gemara that describes this psul of pesi. So, the Chassam Sefer has a tremendous chiddush and a fascinating chiddush. In the Tshuvas Chassam Sefer, well into your booklet, halfway through, the Chassam Sefer notices this Rambam, and he asks other questions about the Dine Shota. And before I go on, before I say the Chassam Sofer Shita, I want to repeat what I've spoken about in the past in regards to Shota. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Gimel Amabez, actually the Chassam Sofer quotes it if you want on the third paragraph, in the beginning of the third paragraph. The Gemara says, Ezeu Shota. What qualifies as a Shota? The Gemara gives five examples. Someone who roams around at night, someone who sleeps in the cemetery, someone who destroys their shirts that they're given. Now, the word that I would use, maybe a little bit less accurate than the previous word I used, would be psychotic. That would be the word I would describe. Someone who qualifies as psychotic. That is very, very different than an imbecile. Those are two very, very, very different things. So that's a shaita. A shaita, at least according to the Gemara, in Chagiga. Comes along the Chassam Sefer and he says, you know, people who have low intelligence seem closer to the category of a cheresh than they do of a shota. Even though if you ask, no pun intended, the person on the street, if you ask him, someone with a very, very low intelligence, someone who has a 50 IQ, okay, very, very low intelligence, what is that, a cheresh or a shota? So most people learn Mishnayis, they would say, oh, that's a shota. But actually, argues the Chassam Sofer, it's closer to a cheresh. What's the Chassam Sofer's starting point? And that's connected to our daf. The Chassam Sofer's starting point is that the whole psul cheresh is the inability for them to acquire a certain level of knowledge. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer in paragraph, Anira Laniyas Daiti, he says, it says, Chassam Sofer on the top, the paragraph towards the bottom, the Chassam Sofer says that anybody whose das is not salul, they're going to fall into the category of cheresh. And therefore, he says, that is the pshat in this Rambam. The Rambam over here is driving at a psul of cheresh. The vade kol mi she'en seichlo salu sho'i lo pachas da'ite tzlus al pi she'en osa shum ma'isa shtus hu rak hu b'shev al ta'asa. He's what we would call slow. Al mekol mokum einu dvar ma'sosrim harei u'pasul matoro chumli v'areze b'chlav cheresh. Shemonu chazal b'chol mokum she'pasul. U'mikol she'ken ha'psoyim ha'gruim min ha'cheresh. And psoyim are worse than cheresh. In other words, if cheresh is pasul, then kal v'chomer pesi is pasul. Now, there are two reasons why I have a tzarach yuna on this Chassam Sofer. Number one is if you look back in the Rambam, it didn't sound like that. Well, go ahead. Very good, very good. It's a tzarach, quite a tzarach yun. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, in Halacha Yud, he said, Harei kol elu bechlal shaitim. He says, these all fall into the category of a shaita. So, say that's Bechlal Cheresh. He says someone who has that, that's Tzarachiyun number one. Tzarachiyun number two is some of you are like Talmidim in by osmosis of Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Zatzal. He said he used to come to say Shir and Karen B'Yavne for many, 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 many years. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's son-in-law. I was Zoche. He would sign the Smicha in Netiv Aryeh. And so I was Zoche once to during their Chag HaSmicha, I was Zoche to spend time sitting next to me. Fascinating. It was so special to sit next to such a Gaon in Torah. And so Reb Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg also points out that this Psul of Pesi doesn't appear anywhere else in the Rambam. It doesn't appear anywhere else in the Rambam. So you would expect, if this is a global din, which is an extension of Cheresh, that would appear other places. Now, the funny thing is that the Rambam made up this din of Pesi, because you don't have this anywhere else. The Rambam made it up. But as Meir is pointing out, I think it's a strong kasha. How would the Chassam Sofer answer it? It could be that he would say that there is a difference. No. I don't know how he'd be miyashir v'kasher. But this is the mahalach of the Chassam Sofer. Now, I do want to point out to you that...
Is there a difference if he's considered, this pes is considered like a shota?
Oh, okay. So we're going a little out of order, but since you asked, I will answer it. Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg Zatzal says that this is a halacha, particularly in Eidus. That when it comes to Eidus, that the whole idea of Eidus is to be discerning, right? You can't draw assumptions as an aid. You can't assume that because this happens, it means it's most likely that he killed him. You have to have actually seen it. And you also have to be discerning. You have to be able to have a certain ability to think critically. Someone who doesn't think critically at all could actually distort the Eidus. And therefore, he argues that this is a unique din in Hilchos Eidus. Einachanami, it might be an extension of the din of Shota, and we extend, even though I pointed out that the Gemara in Chagiga only says these five things, but nevertheless, the Rambam, by the way, in Halacha Tes seems to extend it to other things as well, in Halacha Tes, and then the Rambam might be extending it even more to what we would call a pesi biyoser. So that would be a nafkamina. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's a din. It's going to be a din in Kol HaTaira Kula, and that someone with a low IQ is going to fall into the category of cheresh. And that might fit very, very nicely according to the daf on daf ayin aleph in Gittin. That's what we're pointing out. Leaving aside the Rambam's words. But is there room to argue that someone whose das is not salul is a psul cheresh? The Chassam Sofer is not crazy, leaving aside how he's going to be miyashiv the lashon of the Rambam. Or do you say no? Now, I just want to point out that there... Yes, go ahead.
Between shota and cheresh, the gabei edus, or
the rest of the edus, shota is going to for sure is for sure pasul. Cheresh is actually Rav Kahana Merav. Cheresh is kind of Rav Chana Merav, where Rav Chana Merav said yes, and then the Gemara said Kolo is to Lafukim mid Rav Chana Merav is the din the Gzeres Hakasov, and then you get into the din of Mipiem Velo Mipik Savam and Elaim, and what's the nature of Psul Elaim in our previous shiur. So that's how that that's where that comes in. Okay, now there is though such even though the Chsam Sofer we left off with some Tzarechiyuns. There are serious poskim that do seem to go a little bit in this direction. Dahainu, that if we've got acquired intelligence, we know we have acquired intelligence, that maybe that's going to be enough. Where do we have it? We have a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam, and you could argue, the Rambam is Lashitaso. Now, let's just review. Could someone pass me a Mishnah and Trumas? Yashu Koyach. The Mishnah and Trumas in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, tells us we've already mentioned this Mishnah a couple times because we've been discussing different psulim for Gittin. So the Mishnah tells us, Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tarmu trumasan eino truma. That they can't be torim, and even if they do, then their hafrasha is not going to work. And the Mishnah says, Hacheresh v'ashot v'akotan. So all of them can't be mafresh truma. Then the Mishnah Beis tells us cheresh hamidaber ve'ena shomeya. What about a different type of cheresh? What we would call an elaim or a medaber ve'ena shomeya. So then the halachi is lo yitrom lechatchili can't be tarim ve'im tarmu trumaso truma. Okay, so that's consistent, of course, with our Gemara. Then Elam is a bardas. It's a gzera mitrabanan that they lechatchila you can't do. But the evidence it's acceptable. Okay, so this is the Mishnah tells cherishot of a katan's puzzle. The post can point out that anytime you have the term cherish and shota and katan is in the same sentence, we're talking about an ena medaber ve'ena shomea. But someone who's a medaber ve'ena shomea or shomea ve'ena medaber, he's a barchiv. Now comes along the Rama in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. And the Rambam at the end says, "Vida she'im mischareish ha'odom acharei shahaya shomea onelam acharei shahaya medaber hareze lo yitrom lechatchila." He says, "If you have someone who is mischareish achar shahaya shomea, so then he can't be torim lechatchila." The Prima Gadim understands this. Rambam is saying that. This guy is considered a bardas. And therefore, even though he's now a cheresh, it's not going to be a problem. Take a look. Go ahead a couple of pages in the photocopy. In the middle you have my writing where it says psicha kolelas. He quotes a Bach that we're going to see shortly, and then he says the Harab Bar Tanura. Now the Bar Tanura is really the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. Kosev Atam Mimi Hayelo Lilmod Va'af Nischarish Achakach Kishotehu. Va'ani Misupek Bazeh. I'm misupak with the shitas that are machmir. Av shamru begitin v'yevamis nischarish achachach ein motzio get shemarak misafeku velo vadai. Says the Prima Gadim, a fascinating shita in our Gemara. Did Reb Shimon Gamliel say that the halacha is that pikeach v'nischarish is going to be a problem? Is he talking about, or the Chachamim, who say that it's a problem, are they talking about lichat, that it's a bedin vadai? Or is it that we're a safek, we're mesupak, about what level of das he's going to have? So that's the issue. In other words, according to the Prima Gadim, this is all a question of a safek. The Machlokas Rabbanu Reb Shimon Gamliel is a safek of whether he attains the level of das. So the moment in which we say it this way, So then in such a case, then even the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, they're going to hold that if you know for sure that this guy was able to learn, even if now they're going to be a cheresh, so then in such a case, it's going to be okay. That's the shita of the Prima Gadim. And I forgot, I thought the Prima Gadim quotes the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. He doesn't seem to quote it. But there are many who point to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis as being of this opinion as well. Dahainu, that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis said that even if you have someone who falls into the category of a cheresh, so then in such a case he says that he's kosher. In other words, the Rambam is even further than the Prima Gadim. He's saying that the halacha is that he's okay.
Further, like there's no suffix.
That there's no suffix even. Correct. And that's what I mean by that. Right. That there's no suffix. In contrast to the shita of the Bach. The Bach is mefurish. The page before you have the Bach. The halacha is a cheresh that's eino shomea ve'eino medaber is pasul l'shchita. And the Bach says, "Beferish v'lav v'nirat the lav dafka cheresh meikaroi elafilu pikeach v'niskarish ukedasikno perik misha achso." He says the shita of the chachamim is that pikeach v'niskarish is a problem. That dino kishota. So he quotes our Gemara. So Rabosai, let's say that the Chochma Shlomo and the Rashash are right, that it's possible for a person to learn. But nevertheless, the Bach seems to be saying, I don't care that the guy learned. Why? Seems to be a little bit closer to Exeris HaKosuv. A little bit closer that there's Exeris HaKosuv, that once a person's a Medaber, Eino Medaber, Eino Shomea, it's going to be a problem. Says the Prima Gadim, no! The whole issue is a question of acquired Das. And there was a Suffolk. So on a Suffolk, we're Machmir. Maybe the Bach agrees that there's a suffix of what is acquired das. But the Bach doesn't care. And as it doesn't have to be machlokas and mitzius, the Bach doesn't care because the Bach seems to hold that there's going to be an absolute psul. So what emerges is that it's really a question of whether you take Rashi's approach in our sugya ad asof. If you take Rashi's approach in our sugya ad asof, then there opens up the possibility to say that today you could have someone who doesn't speak and doesn't hear as possibly being a bar mitzvah, but the halacha is that the Torah safek we're going to be machmer. And if you entered a situation where there was no safek at all, then maybe the halacha would be. Then maybe the halacha would be different. And hence the Prima Gadim says that this guy is in a state of suffix. So there's one diun la halacha in regards to a cheresh that was a pikeach v'nischaresh. And that's a question of whether the chumrah of the Rabbanan is still going to apply. The second hashlacha is really revolving around the same chakira is, do we expand the psul of cheresh to beyond the cheresh? So if you hold that it's exeris hakosuv, that cheresh is possible, by the way, when I say exeris hakosuv, which exeris hakosuv? So Chassam Sefer gets stuck to that, on that, which where he says, it's karov to karov levadai, that's halach l'moshe misina. That's the language of Chassam Sefer. It's karov levadai, halach l'moshe misina, a couple lines earlier. So this karov levadai, halach l'moshe misina, is this halacha l'moshe misina ena medaber ena shomea, or is this halacha l'moshe misina telling us that we already have a kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that a low level of intelligence is not acceptable? So that's the other diun, and that diun gets back into the shita of the Rambam. That gets back into the shita of the Rambam. What is happening when the Rambam holds the din of Pesi? So what am I doing over here? I want to say that according to the Chassam Sefer, these two Rambams are actually connected. Dahainu, that if, according to Chassam Sofer, the psul of Pesi B'Yoser is that Pesi B'Yoser is like a cheresh. He's, if a cheresh is possible because he has a low level of das, certainly a Pesi B'Yoser is going to be possible. So, but what happens if you have someone who's pikeach v'nischaresh? If you have someone who's pikeach v'nischaresh, so then in such a case, he's a bar chiyuv. Why? Because I don't look at the metzius of whether a person's able to hear or speak. I look at the fact, the level of intelligence. And maybe the Rambam in the Mishpirish and Mishnayis is saying that there's a higher level of intelligence. And according to the Chassam Sofer, these two Rambams are Lushitasa. Again, I myself have Meir's problem in the Rambam, and certain parts that I like about Rav Zalman Nechemia's approach, but you could put the two together. Rav Ben Nar Shlita did make a nice point to me this morning when I mentioned to him this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. He pointed out that you could read the Rambam differently, and he has a good point. I think I didn't have enough time to really be amal on this, but what was look at that last line in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis Vida. Let's remember, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph and Trumas is talking about those who are for sure apostle. Perek Beis in Trumas is talking about those who are apostle midrabbanan. So Perek Aleph is Chereshot Vekatan. Perek Beis is the next level of Elim and so on. In fact, when I wrote the Mar Makomos, I made a mistake. I wrote Aleph Aleph, not Aleph Beis. Why? Because I assumed that the Rambam was going to talk about Pikeach v'Nischaresh in Mishnah Aleph, not in Mishnah Beis, which is going to get back to the right way of how to read the Rambam. So let's go back to Perek Beis. Vida, im Nischaresh Adam Achar Shahaya Shomea Onelam Achar Shalohaya Medaber Reizel Lo Yitrom Lechatchila. Is the Rambam talking about a cheresh that's Eina Medaber ve'Eina Shomea? Or when he says cheresh, he means someone who hears, speaks, and doesn't hear. And when he's talking about Elaim, he's talking about, let me start again. Someone who was able to speak and hear, and then was unable to hear. And someone who was able to speak and hear, and then was unable to speak, hareze lo yitram lechatchila. I might have had a hava mina that this guy is a full bardas, and he has a din of pikech legamri, and he doesn't have a psul derabbanan, kamash malan, that if now he can't speak, or now he can't hear, but if he can't hear, but he could still speak, of course, then that's the category Mishnah Beis, it's not Mishnah Aleph. If that's so, then the Rambam never told us a case of someone who is a cheresh legamri, So if that is so, then the diuk that some achronim make in the Rambam entirely falls away. That the Rambam is not talking about a case of a person who was a cheresh legamri after being a person who is a pikeach, but the Rambam is talking about someone who is a pikeach and the just wasn't able to hear, but he was still able to speak. If that's so, then there's nothing to do with our sugya. And you could very well read the Rambam that way. Now, it's interesting, the Vilna Shas' Rambam has a different girsa. So the question is, I look back at the girsa, maybe to be matzdik the prima god, those who understand the Rambam this way, maybe in the Vilna edition it's a little bit more like it, but anyhow, so I'm saying is that it might not even be, you might not have a Rambam in Hilchos Eidos that says it, you might not have a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis that says what the Chassam Sofer says. So I just said, I said Elushitaso, but it could very well be that if you reject the Chassam Sofer and you make Rav Ben Narsh's point in the Rambam in Trumas, so then in such a case you have no Rambams that say it whatsoever. Not a Rambam Elushitaso, but not a single Rambam that said such a thing. So what comes out is really, this is not so much a dion in the Rishonim. I would have liked to be mevases this in the Rishonim, but I don't have much to be mevases in the Rishonim. It's really a machlokas between the Chassam Sofer and Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Zatzal. That's the machlokas. And what the mashmos is there from the daf? The mashmos from the daf is that Rashi seems to say the issue is daito tzlula. So Rashi is really planting a possible seed for Chassam Sofer. I don't think Chassam Sofer quotes our Rashi, and afuch. The Bach said, no, for sure, if the guy is a cheresh now, it's going to be a problem. It's a farish of Gemara and Gittin that it's a problem. That's what the Bach says. So I say, if you take a look at Rashi, not so pashut. It's a farish of Gemara that's not good, but what happens if the guy has? acquired intelligence. When you read the Bach, it says the Bach shut the door entirely. No, if the guy has acquired intelligence, maybe the halacha is that's going to be different. Mayor?
Isn't the Rambam where you're talking about what we call Kedush, like Stam, the Chum say, he's writing on the fact that the Mishnah is talking about the part where it's a Kedush with Ina Shemer and Badab.
So the correct way of reading the Rambam is like this. In general, you mean he said the karachamalema. He said mishlo shomea velo medaber cheresh. They called him that. Lefisha sibat almutu chareshut shenifka bayel meim v'garem eslo. Yafe. I hear what Mayor wants to defend my shtickle tyra. Mayor wants to say that the Rambam right above had said that definition of cheresh is an ena medaber ve'ena shomea. Okay. All right, so now you go back and fight it out with Rebbe Narsh. go for it. Don't say you're coming to fight. Come and say, yeah, I was wondering how to read the Rambam. Maybe you could read the Rambam differently. Okay, so I hear your point that the Rambam initially says that the word Charish means an Einam Adav Ve'Einam Shemeh. Yafeh. Okay, Rochalani, I'm just putting it out as a peddler, I'm putting it out in front of you. Okay. What comes out, Rav Osai, is fascinating hashlachos. Let's just talk about halacha l'maisa. Let's talk about a lot of areas and important areas in halacha l'maisa. So, can't pass. I remember, you know, it's a simple question like, what happens if you have, in my days they were called campers, but now it's not politically correct to call them campers, clients. So you have. They're adults, mature adults, functioning adults, but their IQ is quite low. Their IQ is quite low. So I remember my first years there, the guys were asking me very basic questions like, could they be mitzvah for a minyan? So Rabosai, it really depends on what comes out from the sugya. If you read that the Rambam's Pesi B'Yoser is an extension of Dinah Cheresh, and that's a din and kol Torah kula, and the answer is they can't be mitzdarif to a minyan. But Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg Zatzal says no. So there is hakasuv, and cheresh is an ena medaber ve'ena shomer. So wait. So what does Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg hold? Does Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg hold that someone who doesn't know what they're doing, that they're also a barchiv? You have someone who has such a low intelligence. They don't understand what a mitzvah is, and they don't understand what a lulav is. So they're also a bar chiyuv. Someone who doesn't even know how to daven could be mitzarif to a minyan. So according to the Chassam Sofer, again, we say they're out because they have a low intelligence. But according to Rav Zalman Nechemia, they're just what? They're just a psul of gzeiras hakasav, ainam adar v'ainam shemeh. But someone who's a adar v'shemeh but a very low intelligence, maybe the halacha is that he's going to be full bachir, but does that make any sense? So Zalman Nechemia introduces a new hagdara. He says that you have to understand the mitzvah. The mitzvah that you're doing, in order to be a bachir in that mitzvah, you have to understand the import of that mitzvah. Now when I say the import, it doesn't mean the Ramchal's explanation of the mitzvah. That the person has to understand that this is a mitzvah, and what they're doing is a mitzvah. Like similar to the similar mashal ma'adav redomet to the concept of chinuch katan hayodeya l'naneya, so that a katan needs to be a bar chinuch, he needs to be yodeya l'naneya. So that would also be relevant when it comes to this individual as well. So it would seem to be that an individual understands that they're davening to God, even if they're grasp, first of all, the Bali Musar would say that most people's grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost like the IQ of very, very low people. But all he needs is that there is understands a God to be able to understand that basic idea of tefillah and do tefillah. Then in such a case, then they'd be mitzdarif, then they'd be enachanami, they'd be mitzdarif to a minyan. Now this has big, big hashlachos in regards to marriage. Could people with Down syndrome get married? So what's going to emerge is that it depends on whether they understand marriage. If they understand the idea of marriage, in other words, basically the Rambam's beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that there is it's not Poga Isha B'Shuk, but rather there's some type of life commitment to each other. So then in such a case, then people with Downs could get married. And there we see that there were Gedolei Torah that married off people with what's called high level Down syndrome, that they'll get married, even though they might in certain instances be Pasul Avis. You could have someone whose Kedusha would be Chal, but they'd be still Pasul Avis. Rav Zalman Chaim goes even further. He says it could very well be even if their level of Das is a little bit lower, but if with Gadol Oimed Al Gabov, so then in such a case, Kedushin even Minat Torah. So that's that psak. But again, if you go in the world, he has to reject. You have to have big shoulders, because he first has to reject the Chsam Sefer. He has to say the Chsam Sefer is wrong. And then he has to say, then in such a case, then it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Although, from our Suya, it seemed to be, it is a question of whether Das is Sol. And then you have to ask the question of whether, where that person falls in regards to Das Sol. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, right, right. The question being whether Kedusha D'Oraisa. So it could very well be that Kedusha D'Rabbanim for sure would exist, but the question is Kedusha D'Oraisa. Okay, I wanted to share with you this fun, fascinating sugya. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we're gonna go on. Yeah, just a second. Let me just tell the what we're going to do. We're going to go on to the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amabez, the Sugya Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach. We're going to have one shir on it about how it relates to the Shitas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, Emir Tzah Hashem. That's what we'll do. And then we'll already move on to Tznoim in Gershin, Mehayom, on Ayin Bez Amanah. So we're going to be covering a lot of ground in terms of Seder time. So we're going to be I hope to do it in one shir. This reference to Sugya Mili, there's a lot in the previous parak that we didn't do, but at least to do that. And then we'll go on to Zagite Chimati, Mirtz Hashem on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. I'd like to spend a lot of time on the very important Shas Sugya Vafkinu Rabbanu Kedusha Minei. That will do on that Nafayin Gimel, very, very important sugya. Okay, and Mirtz Hashem is the plan.
Can we just
yeah, go ahead.
What
sure.
Which
Nakuda? How do I summarize the machlokas? Let's go for a whole summary for Shir. Excellent. Bisimcha. Let's go for a whole summary. Five sentence summary. Yeah. I figured it was a shorter Shir, so I figured it wasn't necessary, but it was more than five sentences, so it is necessary. Okay. So let's go for a full summary. Rashi says that the problem of a cheresh is someone whose das is not salul, and Reb Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that someone whose pikeach vinis cheresh, his das could be salul, and that will be a debate amongst the Tanoim whether that individual is das is salul. The Chachma Shlomo points out that even someone who was a pikeach and was nischaresh, it could be that he's not considered das salul if he learns when he's very young. The implication is that someone who learns when they're older would be considered someone whose das is tzolo, pikeach v'nischarish. The Rashash along those lines points out that you could have even someone who's a cherish from the beginning, and that would be considered an individual who could also fall into the category of pikeach v'nischarish, even if they were cherish from the beginning. That's how the Rashash says it. So what emerges from the daf on Ayin Gimel is the idea that it sounds like the Cheresh critical factor is Tzolo. The Chassam Sofer takes this approach to the extreme. The Chassam Sofer says that's why the Rambam brings in the din of Pesi, because the din of Pesi is really someone whose Das is not Tzolo. And the Chassam Sofer is Mechadesh, that the Psul Pesi is an extension of the din of Cheresh. If that's so, according to the Chassam Sofer, anybody who has a very low level of Das that falls like into the category of Pesi is really an extension of Din Cheresh. So that's one strain of thought. The Rambam could be Lishitaso, according to the Chassam Sofer, where the Rambam seems to say that Pikeach v'Nischarish is kosher for Truma. Our Gemara seemed to say that is a problem. So our Gemara says the Prima Gadim is only talking about a case of a Safek, that begitin where machmir in a suffing, machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan, how far we're going to be machmir on pikech v'nischarish for a suffing. But when it comes to other cases, the Rambam says that it's only a problem b'di'evit, but l'chatchil, it's only possible with Rabbanan, but min haTorah it should really be okay. Why did the Rambam not say that? Now I'm putting parentheses. Why, this I didn't address before, why is the Rambam not concerned of the suffix of the Gemara? The Prima Gadim says at the end of the day, our Gemara is Mesupuk, so Yesh Ladim, maybe the Rambam is passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, I don't know. But coming back, these two Rambams, if you read the Rambam the way I just said, and the Rambam by Pesi, both of those Rambams seem to indicate that the Psul of Cheresh is going, the Chassam Sofer's approach is an issue of Das not being Tzolo.
That leads to like
sick.
That's what could lead to a
suffix. That could lead to a suffix. And it could be that even min haTorah, the Rambam will be machria, that trumasa is truma by pikeach v'nischarish. We pointed out that you could read the Rambam differently in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and you could also, Meir's question in the Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Eidos, is mashma, that's an extension of the psul shota. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. So maybe there's no hechreach in either direction from the Rambam. Let me just do a visual summary, and then we contrasted it to that Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg and the Bach seem to be a different approach. They seem to hold that Pikeach v'Nischarish is an absolute problem. The Bach doesn't engage in any other negotiation of whether the Pikeach v'Nischarish is Das Sol or is not Das Sol. And that, Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg says, here he agrees with Chassam Sofer, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that says that someone who ain't a medar ve'ain a shomea has a din cheresh. I pesi? Pesi is a unique din, Halacha says. Where did the Rambam get it from? Interesting question. That we have to wait till we learn Sanhedrin or Makkos. But the Rambam has this din of pesi b'yoser, and that's a psul that's local to Halacha says. But there's no psul in Kol HaTorah Kula of Pesi B'Yose that's somehow connected to Cheresh. We don't have that. We don't have that phenomenon. And if we don't have that phenomenon of that in Kol HaTorah Kula, then we get to Halacha L'Maisa. It would seem that the Chassam Sofer would have problems with a person with a low IQ, a couple with a low IQ, getting married. It would seem that the Chassam Sofer would have a problem including them in a minyan. It would seem that he would say they're not a bar mitzvah. But according to Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg's approach, according to where you could argue according to the Bach, so then in such a case, no. That's his article, correct. Correct. If you want to see where he disagrees with the Chassam Sofer, so just in the article, it's in Tchumen, correct. This was written in Tchumen. He has four rayas. I didn't photocopy the rayas. By the way, he gets back into Rav Kana Marav. He gets back into Lomdus of the Sugya of Karish Yavachon Da Mitoch Haksav. Is it a Dinin Ksiv or is it a Das Tzolul? In other words, it could be this Sugya is also going to go back to those Chakiris that had to read Rav Kana Marav. The punchline, if you will, if you're looking for the punchline, it's on page 235. After he brings lots of rayas, he claims Arias. Mikol zer nir muchrach shelo chilka Torah becheresh bein sheyesh lo das solo bein sheein bo das solo v'kol shu cheresh shein shomei v'em dar gozra Torah shein daito chashu v'deya v'chein ein kedusha kedushin. And then he says, based on this, he can answer his questions that he has. He then ultimately claims that he thinks that even the Chassam Sofer agrees with him. That he claims that even the Chassam Sofer would say that a cheresh, that Stas Mish Yusheves, would be fine. Maybe the Chassam Sofer does agree with that. But they're arguing about Pesi. But at the end of the day, it's going to be Machlokas and Pesi. And then he says that the Pshat, in what we suggested on our own, he quotes from the Ma'arit. This is on the next page of the photocopy, maybe 2 pages later. Yeah, 2 pages later, he says, well, if Onias died, Nira Shagama Chassam Sofer. And then he says, Venira Chakach Sofer Ma'arit, that what we said, that Pesi is a unique din in Hilchos Eidos, that's the Ma'arit who says that. This says in Tchum and Chelek Zayin. And the last page I photocopied for you, it's the Halach Lamaisa pieces on the top that I just told you that he comes out La Halacha. Those are the photocopies. I have the whole, you could photocopy the whole piece. It's a beautiful piece in Chelek Zayin. A lot at stake in terms of these.
It's always Halach Lamaisa now.
Right, correct. Every sugya has its own dynamic. Okay, so we'll stop over here.